Welcome everyone to the ALAC leadership team meeting on the selection of the BMSPC NBCC candidates on Monday 28th of October 2013 at 19 UTC. On the call today we have Olivier Crépin-Leblond, Tijani Benjema, Evan Leibovich, Runalia Abdul-Rahim, Carlton Samuels, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Julie Hammer, Alan Greenberg and Rudy Vansnik. We have no apologies, and from staff we have Heidi Olwisch, Sylvia Vivanco, Matt Ashtiani, and myself, Julia Chavelin. May I please remind all participants to please state your names before speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you, and over to you, Olivier.
Thank you very much. And now we're going to go for the items for discussion, the BCEC, Board Candidate Evaluation Committee, and BMSPC, the board member selection process committee candidates. Sorry?
Committee. Board member selection process committee.
Process committee.
Yeah, BMSPC. Thank you, Tijani. So the first thing I was going to ask for a quick review was to ask Alan to provide us with the details, since I guess we'll start with the BCEC candidates. How are they chosen? Who makes the selection, et cetera? Just a quick review of the bylaws. Alan?
Thank you. My understanding, and I believe it's the one that was used last time and the one we tried to capture in the rules of procedure, are that the BCEC members are selected by the RALO and ratified by the ALAC, which brings us to a rather problematic position right now, because for several of the RALOs have not made such a selection, and there are more than two candidates, potentially more than two candidates selected. For AFRALO, there were a number of candidates, and two were supported by the RALO, so we don't have a problem there. For URALO, there were three candidates selected, accepted, and supported by the RALO. I'm not quite sure what that means. One of them is the chair, and perhaps we're taking that as a separate from the URALO one, and that's fine in that case. LACRALO, we have two candidates named and supported, and NARALO, we have three candidates named, one of them, at least according to the wiki, not accepted, and none officially supported by the RALO. But if we only have two that are candidates at this point that can be used, we, by default, have no problem there. So the ALAC has no part other than to ratify the selection, other than to name the chair.
Okay. Thank you very much, Alan. And with regards to the BMSPC candidates, is that the same system as well? Or
No, it is not. The wording is less clear for the BMSPC. The intent, I believe, was that names be put forward and supported by the RALOs, and a selection be done, if necessary, by the ALAC. There is also the potential that the ALAC could identify someone to be on the BMSPC who was not named by the RALO. The RALO does not have an exclusive right to name. It's a joint process. So
the same as the NOMCOM. It has a right to suggest and propose. It does not name.
That's correct. And so conceivably the ALAC could add people to the list other than those who have been nominated through the process that we've initiated at this point. The intent is very much to make sure that that committee has the resources it needs to do its job properly.
Okay, thank you very much, Alan. Right, so I guess that since we're going to discuss candidates then, let's start with the BCEC, and I'm afraid, Rudy, we're going to have to go in camera since we can't record any of this, and since this is the NALC.
Olivier, it's Alan, before we go in camera, I'll point out that is there really anything to discuss about candidates, since they are named not by the ALAC but by the RALOs. And at this point, depending on the interpretation, we may not have any conflicts.
Well, the concern is really with the BCC, those regions that have named three candidates instead of two. And this is sort of the confusion. I'm not quite sure whether we have any further information in any of the three candidates. In the case of AP RALO, in the case of EU RALO, and in the case of NARILO.
In the case of URALO, one of the three candidates is the person that has been nominally identified as a possible chair. And
correct.
Therefore,
there are two more.
Right, but if we use the rules we used, Cheryl, correct me if I'm wrong, were you one of the two candidates from AP RALO last time?
No.
No, that's right. That's what I thought. And Cheryl last time was a non-voting chair, although there is a recommendation from the last BCEC that the BCEC consider their rules, and they consider their own rules, that the chair have a vote in some conditions. So that's a consideration that the BCEC could take. But if we follow last year's pattern, although clearly the chair is from a RALO, the chair was not acting as one of the representatives of the RALO.
It acts as an independent chair.
Okay, in which case, then that resolves the EU RALO situation. With regards to the AP RALO situation, I guess that they have their call tomorrow morning, which means they will have their call ahead of the ALAC call, and by then they should come back with two candidates instead of three. And with the case,
they only have two.
I see three here.
No,
so the MSPC, they have three. The BCEC, they have two.
Not according to the wiki that I'm looking at, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Well, I'm only in my Adobe room because I can only have access via a mobile app off my frigging tablet. And I'm looking, and it says Ellen and Sirinush for BCEC.
And there's also, on the wiki, there's a self-nomination for Ali Al-Mashal.
Yep. And this is why AP RALO wanted to discuss this beforehand. On the BMSPC, there are two people, Fouad and Maureen.
Olivier?
Yep. Go ahead, Tijani.
Regarding the URALO case with three persons, I think that Roberto Gaetano is not one of the representing of the RALO. He will be the chair nominated by the ALAC. That is not voting chair.
Tijani, yes, we've resolved that.
Yes. No, but
so URALO is all sorted out.
There is a little bit confusion because he is supported by URALO. So, yes, he is supported by URALO, but he is the chair that ALAC will nominate, and he will not be voting chair.
That's correct, yes.
Here. Okay, that's all.
Yep. No, that's fine. So that just leaves two more candidates. I think that if we want to discuss the candidates, maybe now we can go into in camera. Right. Well, thank you. We are back. This is Olivier Crapin-Leblanc speaking. The ALT has discussed the various candidates which were proposed for both the BCEC member selection, the BCEC being candidates selected by each of the RALOs and the chair selected by the ALAC. And the result of this selection will be provided tomorrow. There are two action items regarding the BCEC. The first one, staff are to contact the AP RALO leadership and ask that they choose two candidates out of the three current candidates provided by the RALOs for the BCEC. And same thing also for the NARALO leadership. The staff are going to contact them and select two candidates from the three that the Naralu had nominated. With regard to the BMSPC.
Olivier, this is Heidi.
Yes, Heidi.
Yes, on that second action item, so Garth has just sent a list or a message in response to the staff reminder. Again, so the BMSPC has two candidates from Naralo, and the BCEC has three. And he responded, I support the list. So again,
yes,
there was some confusion.
That's an incorrect response. So staff is going to have to go back to the Naralo leadership and ask the same question again for the BCEC.
After this call.
Okay.
After this call, exactly. And
okay.
To have the answers for tomorrow's ALAC call, that gives 24 hours for Naralo leadership to think of who to choose from those three candidates.
Okay, thank you.
Not 24.
Okay, because we've just heard from Evan, but I'm now hearing that you want to have a little more time.
Heidi, after the call, please.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, and then with regards to the BMSPC, those people are to be selected by the ALAC, and so the list of candidates will be presented to the ALAC tomorrow. In fact, there are two candidates that were presented by each of the regions, so we will be able to access the list tomorrow. The ALAC will have to go as well in camera when discussing these candidates, since this is to protect the candidates themselves. Anyway, that's the feedback for today, and any other business? I don't see anyone putting their hand up, so I thank all of you for being on the call, and I thank specifically, in particular, those who have joined us in the middle of the night in the Asia and Pacific region. So thank you, Cheryl, thank you, Julie, and thank you, Rinalia. Everyone else, you've got a full day ahead of you, so thanks to all of you, and this call is now adjourned. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Olivier.
Bye. Thank you, Olivier. See ya. Bye.